relaxed.
I got to tell you.
What a great weekend.
The traffic is so good.
Well, yeah.
Today.
Everything's canceled today.
Except for everybody that was hurt.
Right, of course.
With the hurricane?
No, of course.
Leaving them out of it?
Absolutely.
Every day should be a day after a hurricane.
Because
this
hurt.
Is great. Everybody's
That's
staying
right.
home. And LAUSD is canceled.
I know, right? Can you imagine your, like, some of them were first day back was today, like certain schools, and it was canceled. That would have been the happiest day of
Agreed.
My life. And it's a beautiful day, technically.
Yep.
You can go outside.
Yep.
And it's not even pouring rain, although yesterday's rain, oh my
Yesterday's
God.
Rain was pretty, because it was mild, it was pretty great.
Yeah. It was so weird. I took the dog out a few times. To walk, and she hated it.
Yeah,
why are you doing this? Why are you making it rain? You suck!
Of course.
But I expected it to be cold, because it's dark, you know, cloudy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it was hot, and it was weird. But and then the little earthquake, did you enjoy the shake?
I did. I didn't feel it.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
On that side of the hill. Yeah, we got it up here in like the valley. Totally was moving, I'm sure.
We're going to talk about the earthquake coverage on the news, though, because
so ridiculous.
It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Oh, my God! We got a couple of those EAS alerts. I'm not even going to try and make the noise because it's
nope.
highly illegal.
Right.
But it just kept going off. Oh, there's some rain. Thanks. Oh, there's an earthquake. Duck and cover. It's nothing. It's barely moving. But okay, I'll duck and cover. Thank you.
You didn't duck or cover.
I did neither.
I knew it. Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We? Give me five.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, songs about bad weather, which is already over. It's already ancient history, but, you know, we got a couple suggestions for bad weather songs. Seems like a good idea.
Our phone-in topic is going to be you spoiled something for someone.
I did not.
No, yeah. you didn't,
Mm-mm.
but I had something spoiled.
Did you?
And
oh, you had it
pretty
spoiled.
Spectacular. Cool. It was pretty great.
Nice.
We have one American dollar.
That's right.
In a second. We have People Are Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And the keyword is Avengers Campus.
Yeah, it's kind of stuff today and tomorrow. You got chances to get and hang with us on Thursday night at Disney's California Adventure when we take over the park. And they're sort of, California Adventure related keywords today.
So. Avengers Campus is this hour. And you get a chance to win before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Well, that would have been a perfect one for our Gimme 5 today. Fool in the Rain.
Songs about bad weather?
Yeah, Paulette suggested it. She's like, hey, you know, how about some hurricane weather, bad weather stuff for your little countdown dealy that you love so much?
It's Give Me Five.
Yeah, at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, songs about bad weather. Fool in the Rain would have been one. What do you got? Rain songs? What have you?
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
I do need a dollar. I need a buck.
You've been winning lately.
I have.
It's kind of annoying.
But I've been spending it. You know, I go out and I just have a lavish night. I buy drinks for everyone.
Sure.
Every time I win a dollar on this contest.
Of course.
So, I'm hurting.
The topic today is the top 10 most hurricane-prone states.
Clearly, California is number one. That's not a guess.
Top 10 most hurricane-prone states.
Clearly, California.
This is ranked by National Hurricane Center.
What are they
And
now?
It's since 1851.
So this is another one of those opinion things.
Nope. All fact.
I like those.
100% fact.
Those I have no reason to fail, and I'm sure I will anyway. How much water they got out there in Palm Springs.
I did see that.
Damn!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yep, that was crazy.
All right,
top
so,
10 most hurricane-prone states.
Well, as I recall, you were out in Florida for Katrina when
I was,
she
yes.
came blowing out. I'm going to say Florida first.
Florida first. That's
yeah.
number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Of
so
course.
You were out there.
I was in, it was Hurricane Katrina hit Miami before it went on and destroyed New Orleans.
You're just like a disaster magnet.
And I was in Miami, and the hotel that I was staying in had boarded up all of the windows, like the doors, everything. They boarded
right.
everything up. And we noticed that there were still people, some of them running, but walking. And it was almost not possible to stand. The winds were so strong.
Right.
So we sent lightning out.
So we sent lightning
to
out.
To do some interviews.
Right.
And he got a guy who was just walking to a store on the corner. Just walking.
Really?
He could barely stand up.
I'm just going to get a pack of cigarettes!
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow, that's nuts.
All right, so Florida is first. Yes, correct.
Texas.
Texas is second. Don't screw it up now.
Yeah, New Orleans is in Louisiana. Is that right? Where is it? Tennessee. Louisiana. I'm going to say Tennessee.
You're so dumb.
New Orleans is... What state is New Orleans in? I don't even know. Louisiana. I've never been. What do I know? All right, so that's three. That's pretty good. South Carolina seems like they get
two guesses left.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
What?
Is correct.
Come on! Woo! I can't even believe the streak I'm on. I gotta go to Vegas. Hey, everybody, I'm buying drinks tonight again at the bar. Be there.
What bar?
Oh, you know. Can't say. I'm not allowed.
Top 10 most hurricane-prone states.
Yeah.
Since 1851,
right.
Virginia has had 11.
You know, that seems weird. It's so high up there. It seems like it would get
New
away
New York
it.
Is number 12.
Oh, wow, really?
Yep. Mm. Number 8 is Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
They've had 27, which is twice New York.
Yowza.
Then Georgia and Alabama, both kind of in the 27 range.
Alabama.
Number 5 is South Carolina. You got?
Yep.
They had 30.
Woof.
North Carolina had 50.
Damn.
Louisiana had 52.
Damn.
Texas had 60.
Texas Hold'em.
And Florida had 113.
I mean, there's so many reasons not to be in Florida, with apologies to those of you listening online, but here is a major reason.
113.
Wow.
Texas is second with 60.
Wow. Moving back to Texas.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Captain Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's an earthquake!
You know, the first thing you think is, okay, was that a bad one? And then, was it bad someplace else?
Where was it? Yeah.
Yeah. Where was it centered?
How big is it?
The news.
That's what she always wants to know.
The news in Southern California, I'm endlessly fascinated with it. Because they know they have to cover the earthquake. But
sure.
In reality, the earthquake was really nothing.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was pretty mild, really. 5.1 in Ojai.
In Ojai.
Yeah. It's quite a ways away.
They were putting, you know, pictures that people took on their phone, and they were posting them of, like, stuff moving a little bit.
Just the time. It's almost like we have a poltergeist. See, look.
Yes.
This barely moved.
That is exactly what it was like.
Yeah.
Here's a report from Channel 7.
Shut down for a little bit because things flew off the shelves, right? Big earthquake, and they needed to clean up. And I want to introduce you to 14-year resident Liz Gorley. She has lived here, like I mentioned, for 14 years. Liz, you felt that earthquake. Where were you? What did it feel like?
All right, now. What did it feel like?
Is she in OI, this person they're about
yes.
to talk to? Okay, so at least she's close to it.
Sure.
Because in the valley, it wasn't, you know.
But do you know how she's going to describe it?
Well, it felt like a little shaking, a rolling, sort of.
I was sitting on my chair waiting for a flood or something. And then all of a sudden, there was a big jolt, and my house started shaking, and I heard a crack, which turned out to be the tile on my porch. And I jumped up, and then it was over.
And then it was over.
And then it was over.
It was like 8 seconds, I think.
That is
about how long it lasted.
That is what any single person living in Southern California will say about any earthquake ever.
Unless it's the Northridge quake, in which case, oh, my balcony disappeared.
Well, of course, I'm saying...
Right, the normal...
Barring disaster.
Yes, your normal, average, everyday... Gosh, should we go down to 7-Eleven and get the beer?
Didn't do much.
Did you feel the earthquake? Yeah. Right.
But luckily nothing fell off the shelves or anything.
Right, nothing moved.
Nothing fell
She's
off the shelves.
She's even there and nothing fell off.
Right.
But let's get the news out there right away.
Well, here's my thing.
I mean, you know, what else are you going to do?
Is working.
That's your job. I know. Should they not?
Working in radio, we've gone and done interviews a bunch of times.
Right.
And when you bring them back, you have an editing.
Most of it ends up on the cutting room floor.
And you go, that wasn't good. So let's not use that.
Bite.
Right.
One thing, like, oh, man, it was scary.
They did. The news does one interview and runs it regardless.
Yep.
That's it.
The whole thing.
They don't
the
have
one person who will
else.
Talk to them, I
yes.
guess, at this point.
Yes.
I don't want a microphone in my face.
So we were fine. We're fine.
We're fine. We're fine.
Grandma didn't even care. She used to get all worked up. She's like, ah, whatever.
Well, Liz, thank you so much. We're so happy that you're okay and you're safe.
Oh, come on. She's marked safe.
Nothing fell off of her shelves. What are you saying? I'm happy you're safe.
It's that moment of, is it going to get worse? And
right.
that's why I always hate the ones that just start with a little bump. And then there's a bigger one.
Agreed.
I hate those.
But this is three hours later after
exactly.
they know that it's nothing.
Right.
This is in retrospect.
Right.
You know that
it was
a big earthquake.
Can you lie to us and say that lots of pictures were broken and there's cracks in your house?
So happy you're safe. Shut up.
At least one of you.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Georgia murder suspect tracked down after leaving phone behind at Dine and Dash.
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's a murder suspect.
Right.
A Georgia man wanted for murder.
He's on the lam.
Yes.
And so he's not hiding in the forest somewhere.
Right.
He's going to a diner.
He's going to the Juicy Crab is the name of the diner. Ran up a bill of about $100 and then ran away. Got in their car and drove off.
So stabbing Joe Blow wasn't enough.
Right.
He's got to go celebrate with some crabs or whatever. And then he's deciding, oh, wait, hold on. I don't want to pay.
So the people at the Juicy Crab called the cops, and the cops showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the booth where they sat, and they found his phone. And his locked screen was a selfie.
Oh, my God.
So
really?
They identified him, tracked him down, and arrested him like 3-4 hours later.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
Why would you have... Who would have a selfie, first of all? Let's unpack that. There's so much to unpack
That's
here.
My question, too, is I've never put a picture of myself.
People take pictures of me at all for their own amusement or whatever. Dartboards. I mean, for crying out loud. And then you murder somebody.
Right.
You're going to go steal $100 worth of food from a diner. You're going to dash.
You leave your phone behind.
Leave your phone there.
But they can tell who it is because you have a selfie.
A selfie as your lock screen. What a moron. I hate that guy. I just hate him because there's just so much stupidity.
Because he's so dumb.
Packed into one person. Wow.
So for the last month, I've been watching the Women's World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really been into it because it's been incredibly dramatic.
Nice.
The U.S. were favored to win it again. And they got knocked out early.
Ooh, yeah.
Along with a couple of other favorites.
Right.
And it's just been a roller coaster. And it's been really great. And the final was yesterday morning at 3 a.m.
3 a.m. our time.
Yes. So okay. I recorded it because they're playing in Australia.
Right.
And I walk downstairs and the final is between England and Spain.
This is it. This is the final.
This is the final.
Last night.
To determine who wins the World Cup.
Right. Okay.
England's been good for a long time.
Right.
Spain just got good. Very intriguing.
Do you have any skin in the game?
No, I didn't.
Bets,
I didn't gamble on it.
You were terribly into it.
Yes.
You were way super looking forward to seeing the final that you recorded.
Yes. So my fiance, Marin, is in the kitchen.
Right.
And I say to her, I'm going to watch the Women's World Cup.
Right.
And before I say cup, she interrupts and says, Spain.
No, 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 no.
And
Spain what?
And we both froze and I said,
Is in it. They're playing.
Did you just tell me who wins?
No, no. I was just saying they're playing, right? Is that's it. That's it. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, no. Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And she said, I wish the earth would open up and swallow me whole.
No, we love her. It's okay. Oh, my God. That's awful. Well, at least it's only the final. Oh, hold on. At least you've only been watching it for how long?
A
week? Yeah. You know, no big deal. Oh, my God.
You know, it's funny because used to getting things spoiled because of my last job. It's almost impossible.
Yes.
It's almost impossible. I've gotten decent at avoiding stuff
I'm
that I really want to avoid.
Pretty good at it. You can do it on the weekends, generally, is the best. But yes, with this job, I mean, it's always in your face. You know, like
when those words come out of your mouth, you so badly want to bring them back in.
Yeah,
I have an even worse one. And then we're going to take your calls with you ruined something for someone.
You spoiled it. Spoiled it.
818-955-KLOS.
Big time spoils.
Mine is shorter and worse.
Okay. Wow, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Neighbor down the street.
Yeah.
Talking to him one morning-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, dude, really sorry to hear about the divorce.
Oh, no. No. No.
And
no.
I didn't know anything yet.
No.
And he said,
no.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
And then I realized that I wish the earth would open up and swallow me whole.
Oh, my God.
Because that's
damn.
So bad.
That's the ultimate spoiler.
Yes, it really is.
What did you do? Did you just start backing away? Like you just weren't there?
Yes, but horribly. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
No.
It's awkward.
Right.
And I was like, oh, listen, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking. You know, you just.
I was talking about Joe down the street.
No, I didn't even think that well.
Who, how just, could you? You wouldn't be able to.
It was impossible. Because I, of course, assumed he knew.
Right. Sure. No. Well,
yep,
that's
happened.
Not.
So you spoiled something for someone. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Right now we're talking to people who spoiled something for someone else. You have a story like that?
Yeah, I was at my cousin's party with his wife and her brothers and all that. And I was making a toast to their new baby. Mm-hmm. She was pregnant. And everybody looked at me, and my cousin pulled me to the side and told me that they lost the baby.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Damn.
And I'm like, yeah, it was like a thousand eyes looking at me, and I'm like, hey, I don't know. Don't blame me.
Wait.
Well, I was talking about the next baby. We're talking about down the line.
Wait, I have a question for you. Did everyone else know, and you were the only one that didn't, or did everyone find out then?
It seemed like everyone, probably half of them knew.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
And the other half of them raised a toast. Wow, that's rough.
That is really rough.
Ouch.
Man. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not your fault. We're going to rule it not your fault.
Not your fault.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
You have a clean slate. Go and sin no more. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. You spoiled something for someone?
So it wasn't me, but I had an ex-boyfriend in high school tell me a story about his mom ruining a movie for him. Have you guys seen Sixth Sense?
Yes.
Oh, right. That's funny. Wow. I mean, that's the whole thing. Don't say it.
No, I'm not going to spoil.
No, no. I mean, not you. Her.
Not you, then.
We all know now.
Yes.
He was watching, and his mother walked in and goes, does he know he's dead yet? And he's like, what?
I'm not dead yet.
Does he know he's dead yet?
Mom.
That's crazy. So she's aware at the time that that surprise is coming and still said it.
Yeah. But didn't know her son, had never seen it before.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, all right. I just thought maybe she didn't like her son.
Fantastic.
Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You spoiled something for someone. Started this hour telling a great story about me being very excited about the Women's World Cup final. England versus Spain.
You did what I always do, especially if it's overseas or whatever. You record and watch the next morning.
It was 3 a.m. yesterday, or Sunday, so I didn't...
Stay up. Of course not.
So
you're
I got
all
up in the
excited
morning,
yeah, to watch it.
And I walked down, and my fiance said, Spain. And I said, what? Did you just tell me who won the World Cup? She said, I wish the world would swallow me up. I wish the earth would literally split open and swallow me up.
Sometimes you're just so excited about something, you just don't think, oh, wait, no, I don't need to say that.
So we're taking calls from people who spoiled something for someone else. You have a story?
Hi, this is Monique.
Monique!
Kevin, congratulations on your engagement.
Yay. Thank you very much.
To Spain.
What do you got? You got a story for us?
Yeah, I actually, like, when I was a kid, my dad told me that there was no such thing as Santa Claus. So I went around, I told all my friends, like, I told my younger sister.
You're one of those dick older kids that spoil it for the younger ones.
That's the good thing. You know, you're saving them from a world of hurt. Good for you. I did the same thing.
I guess well done.
That was the truth, though. I mean...
Right, exactly.
Well, of course it was the truth.
Yeah. I didn't want my friends to look dumb. That's why I was telling them.
Please. That's
fun. Right on, Monique. Thanks for calling. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
By the way, she's lying. Of course there's a Santa. Of course.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, hello?
Kevin Fuggle.
Yes.
Hey, a few years ago when the Angels were in the World Series, I was watching in real time on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law was on time delay on his computer. And he is such a rabid Angels fan. I had 30 seconds on that sucker.
So you knew that you had him.
He didn't know I had it, though, and I started calling the game, you know, like, oh, my God, it looks like this could be a great pitch. Oh God, it's a strike.
Beautiful.
Well, Mike Trout comes up, right? And then I know he's going to hit a home run because I saw it, and then I go, I'll bet you $50. $50. Trout's gonna hit a homer and win this sucker.
And did he take your $50 bet?
He did. He took my bet, and I took his $50.
Yeah, you did.
Nicely done.
That's the way to spoil something.
Using it to your advantage. Yeah. I love it. Thank you, man. Woo!
Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
You spoiled something for someone else.
Well, now we had us a little bit of rain here. Did you notice that, Kevin?
I'm sorry, what?
I said we had just a little bit of that downpour out there. It was all raining, and that was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
What's the character name that you're doing?
Zero idea. Jackass McCabe, I don't know.
95.5 KLOS. And KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
Of rain in in a row.
Songs in a row.
All at once. With Kevin and Slogo. But it really looked like it wasn't going to happen. You know, they were saying it's going to be the end of the world. Just like Carmageddon. Remember when they were saying that was going to be the worst thing ever?
And then everyone stayed home and it was fine.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So, you know, we kind of decided early this morning. Paulette said, hey, how about you do a bunch of rain or storm songs? Of course, we have to start with Hurricane. Having had a hurricane, a 5.1 earthquake, and in some areas a tornado, thus making Hurricane-nado. Can't wait for the movie. Storm songs, what do you got? 818-955-KLOS. We've got it all. We got hurricanes, we got earthquakes, we've got everything.
So our Gimme 5 is songs about bad weather.
And I love these two. Madeline Parr and OC and Mike Dolan have both come up with one of my favorite. You love these.
I love this song, too.
Love Shirley, love this song. Happy to do it. Coming to you live from Grizzly Peak. Looks like a storm's a brewing. Kevin, over to you.
Grizzly Peak is the key word for this hour if you want to win tickets to go to Disneyland with us.
Yeah, this Thursday.
On Thursday night.
Yep.
It's, we're doing Gimme 5, songs about bad weather. You have a suggestion?
Yes. AC/DC Thunderstruck.
You know, the purple rain up on Grizzly Peak is really something to behold.
Grizzly Peak. Well done. You worked that in like a professional. Grizzly Peak is the keyword this hour if you'd like to win tickets for Disneyland.
I'd love to play the long-ass version of that one, Purple Rain, but we've run out of time. We got to play commercials. Boo. But well done. Sean MF suggested that one for our storm that's just passed already. Well, that was quick. That was really quick. Also, Riders on the Storm, a couple people suggested that. Of course, that played middle of the night last night, that's for sure.
Sure.
I made sure that happened last night.
It's a little long
I
for
didn't
us.
Neglect to that, that's for sure.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What's Up with Florida. All the good stories seem to come out of Florida.
They really do. It's the heat. It's got to be the heat.
You can't catch me. Florida man puts $300 worth of stolen Walmart merchandise in his pants. This is in Ocala, Florida.
That would actually be quite a bit of stuff at Walmart, $300.
$300 worth of stolen Walmart merchandise in his pants.
In his pants.
Justin Goudreau was his name. And a Walmart loss prevention officer said that the suspicious man fled the parking lot at a red Kia after the prevention officer said, hey, you can't take that. Yeah. He was just jamming stuff down his pants. And he said, you can't catch me.
You can't catch me, he said. Really?
Yeah.
Was he actually in good shape?
No, he just got in a car and drove off.
Oh, no one could have a car.
But the police were already on the way, and they pulled him over at about a half mile. And while he was detained, he asked the deputy if he could smoke a cigarette.
Hey, you mind if I have a cigarette?
Which was inside the front door of the passenger seat of his car.
It's over here, you know. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to grab a gun. I mean, my cigarettes.
No, he was in handcuffs. So the deputy was getting a cigarette.
He was really
for him.
Getting it for him. Yep. Really? Well, that's nice.
The deputy found the box and saw a small folded yellow piece of paper, which contained a crystal-like substance that was tested positive for meth.
So he was hoping to get a little bump of meth before he goes to jail.
I don't know if he was or if he just forgot
it was in there. Yeah.
But he did give the officer permission to search his car.
Yes, he did. All right. Okay. And I didn't even see that. Yep. Durr.
And he ended up getting arrested on a bunch of stuff. The $300 from Walmart is the least offensive thing that he had. He had a whole bunch of drugs and drug paraphernalia.
That stuff.
You know what I'm talking about.
You can't catch me, man.
You can't catch me. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I keep getting these stories about animals. Why do animals hate me? What's going on with that?
You're going to have a really hard time sleeping tonight. You're not going to be able to.
Listener Raul sent a story about a supermarket in Austria.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
That was evacuated and closed since Tuesday after the store manager spotted an enormous 4-inch black and red spider that he fears to be a highly venomous Brazilian wandering spider.
Now, that one has a very unique talent. Tell the kids what it is.
Well, I mean, it will kill you, but it will also give you the arachnid is one of the planet's most venomous, and if it bites, it can kill in hours after causing hypothermia, blurred vision, convulsions, and in some cases, erections.
I thought when you said an arachnid, you said an erectnid.
Nope.
Erectnid.
I wish I was that clever. These spiders wandering nature is another reason they're considered so dangerous, because most spiders wait in their webs. This one just wanders around on the ground.
La-di-da.
And during the day, it hides.
Who should I kill?
Right.
Wait until you go to sleep and come out, kill ya. So
kill ya and then give you a boner.
Woo! Like, and then convulsions.
How is that? I don't want to go that way.
Oh, well, there go my plans. Take the spider back. So this is like in a supermarket, so it must have come in with some of the produce or something.
It came in with a load of bananas. It's also
bananas.
called a banana-loving spider. They also call it that.
You know, there's the Deo song. They actually sing about the deadly tarantula. They're talking about
spiders
are always, I don't know, probably, but hanging out in bunches of bananas.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
They also call this one the banana lover.
Oh, well, there you go. Probably is the same one.
And I thought it was some kind of a weird reference to an erection.
But I thought you said you weren't very clever on things like that. That was
really
perfect.
Understand. Kill you and then give you an erection.
Woo!
That doesn't work for me unless you also provide a woman.
I think that can be arranged.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo won one American dollar.
Woo!
By naming four of the top 10 states that have the most hurricanes.
California,
Turns
and
out
Arkansas.
California's not in the top 10. How about that?
Huh.
In People Are Dumb, a murder suspect in Georgia dined and dashed, skipping out on a $100 bill. He left his phone behind, and his locked screen was a selfie.
Turns out narcissism doesn't pay off.
He was identified and arrested.
Oh, dude.
And tomorrow, we've got more tickets for you to join us at the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have your tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. That is happening Thursday night. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can call right now. Be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS and give us the keyword for this hour. Good luck.
Right, hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm rolling another joint here.
Oh, I'll get it then. KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Kara.
You are caller 25.
Oh, but I know it's Avengers Campus.
That's right,
Avengers Campus is right.
That means you are joining us this Thursday, California Adventure.
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
Here I am.
Did you go
for
someplace? Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, we love your connection. We'll get your information eventually. And congratulations!
Kevin, I'm handing you the secret envelope. Go ahead and open it now. There you go. What's the keyword?
Doesn't say here.
Oh, damn it. Ah, hey, Barbara! Keith Fries!
Pixar.
Oh, Pixar. All
Let's
right.
Let's just make it Pixar.
Okay, Pixar.
That's the keyword this hour.
Keith, we still need fries! Pixar. Pixar. Pixar.
Listen how that guy's doing it to the beat.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh? I got some talent. I got some talent.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Pixar is the keyword this hour.
Sometime between now and 5, we'll ask you to call to win your way in this Thursday to Disney's California Adventure, but not right now.
Thursday night, we're shutting down and taking over Disney California Adventure Park, and we'd like you to join us. 818-955-KLOS is the number. If you're caller 25, you know this hour's keyword, you'll win four tickets. Good luck.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Melanie, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. Hi! Oh my God, I meet you guys all the time.
Yes, you do. We love it.
Oh my God! I'm so excited.
You tweeted last week about getting close. You were number 24 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And I just called. I think I was like 12, and then I called right back.
Nice.
Oh,
wow. He's destined to go this Thursday.
Please
That's
tell me you know
yes.
the keyword.
Yeah. Please know the keyword.
It is. Pixar.
Yeah! It is Pixar, yes. Congratulations.
All that hard work, all that finger pushing on your phone has paid off.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
You won four tickets for Thursday night.
Yay! Thank you.
Say the words you just said.
Nope.
From it Pulp Fiction.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have four tickets for you right now. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Be caller 25. Know this hour's keyword and win those tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Daryl.
Daryl, you're caller 25.
All right. Perfect. Excellent.
Well done. As long as you know this hour's keyword, which is?
Grizzly Peak.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Daryl.
All right.
We are closing down Disney California Adventure Park Thursday night, and you have 4 tickets to join us.
All right. That's amazing. Thank you.
The Rolling Stones hit number 1 on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1965 for the very first time with Out of Our Heads, and they ended up staying there for 3 weeks. Rolling Stones kicked off their Bigger Bang World Tour in Boston on this day in rock back in 2005. Remember that time you heard Bonnie Tyler singing Total Eclipse of the Heart and Ozzy Osbourne was doing Bark at the Moon? It was during a historic solar eclipse on this day in rock back in 2017.